setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. That is a description for talking about your purpose. And so the show is all about you. And yet, your purpose isn't about you, it's about others. We believe that you were created to fill a unique role in your work, through your work. That means you are tremendously valuable. You are needed, and as a result, you must do it. You have a duty to show up and be the best version of you. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577 is the phone number if you'd like to jump in. KenColeman.com is the website with a ton of free and resources in the store as well. You can follow me on Instagram at Ken Coleman. Great, great community over there. And also on Facebook, search The Ken Coleman Show. All right, let's go to Jacksonville, Florida to start it off. That's where Danielle is. Danielle, you're on The Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Danielle. How can I help?
So I am a young attorney, and I'm just trying to figure out where I'm going with my career. I started off in one area of the law, and I loved the job. It was intense, but I loved it. But I hated the work culture and work environment, so I've left that job, started a new job. I love the work culture. It's very flexible, laid back. But the work is kind of boring and repetitive, so I don't really know what to do at this point because I don't want to start a trend of job hopping.
Yeah, but you actually do know what to do. You figured it out now because what you did before, well, you were doing the right work before, but in the wrong place because it was a toxic environment. Then you switched over to a place where it was a great place. It was the right place as far as culture, but it's not the right work. And so now you know how to put them together. So now you know what to look for. And so don't buy this narrative that if you move to the right place where you can do the right work, that makes you a job hopper. It doesn't. And you will be doing yourself a disservice. You will become increasingly bored and as a result miserable if you stay too long where you are. And so what we have to do is just put this together and go, wait a second. The answer for me, the answer is I know the type of law that I love. I did it before. So the question is, where can I do that and know that it's a pretty good environment? It's a healthy environment. That's what we're looking for. Unless I'm missing something, based on what you told me, and I'm a little intimidated all of a sudden because I'm talking to a lawyer and I'm trying to take your evidence here. I'm a little nervous, but unless I'm missing something, that's what we got to do. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you're the expert here. I mean,
okay. Let's just do this. I'm gonna keep cross examining you because I'm so nervous. Okay, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm not nervous. I'm right.
Well,
I gotta prove that I'm right. Here,
yeah, and that's fine by me.
What's
There's
the law?
Bit of risk with that.
Well, what's the risk?
The risk is I don't exactly know how the work culture is gonna be.
Not true.
In that area that I love because it's
not
ran
true.
By an elected official. So
yeah,
it's kind of hard to really know.
Is it really? You're a lawyer and you're telling me it's hard to find out what an office culture is like? Describe this for me. What was the area of law? Was it prosecuting attorney? Is that what it was?
Yeah, prosecuting.
Okay, great. So who's in charge over there right now? You don't have to tell me their name, but you know who they are, yes or no?
Somewhat. I know a few people that work there. A mentor of mine told me it would be frowned upon if I left and then tried to go to their office. So I'm a little hesitant to even try that.
The mentor said what now?
That if I were to leave prosecuting like I've done to pursue another area and then apply to another prosecuting office, it would look bad on my resume.
Why?
Like I'm a job hopper.
No, that's garbage. What you could say is you wanted to try different parts of the law, but what you know is, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you want to be back in the prosecuting office, and here's all the reasons why.
Okay.
That's a bunch of silliness. It's all about how you manage that narrative. And you're going to be the one managing the narrative, not letting someone else do it. So you know how many people that work in the current prosecuting attorney's office?
I know about three and the one in my area.
So you
not
can't,
the one I left.
So I know. But if you call all three of those people and go, hey, what's it like over there? Because this is what I dealt with before. Why don't you just take the bull by the horns and go, this is the negativity that I faced before in a previous district attorney's office or whatever it was. What's the culture like there? You're telling me that all three aren't going to willingly tell you what it's like? Of course they're going to tell you.
Yeah, two of them have, and they're like, if some days they want to pick up their purse and leave. So
okay,
that scares me.
Right, okay, but why? Why do they want to pick up and leave? Did you ask them?
It's this intense pressure of numbers and kind of like shaming, which is kind of what I dealt with before.
So wait a second. Two different district attorney's offices and the environment's the same. What do we take away from that, lawyer? You're the professional lawyer here. I'm deducing something. What can we deduce from that?
That's just the culture of prosecuting. I don't know.
Yes, you do know. Yeah, sounds like to me it is about, you got elected officials, right? They get elected based on results, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, my point is, when you talk to those folks and they tell you the same thing that they're experiencing is what you experienced, then you have to sit there and go, well, wait a second, that's the environment. So how do I deal with that environment better? Is it possible for me to make some adjustments? For me to change some expectations? Because what they said to you was, there are some days, I think is how you said it, where they want to take their purse and walk out, which implies that there are many days where they don't feel that way. But there are some days where it's really, really hard. Am I getting this right?
Yes, I think that's right.
Well, isn't that true of a lot of jobs where some days it's just a crappy day, even if you're in your sweet spot, and just some days in life just are crappier than others?
Yeah, and I guess that's better than all days at my previous office.
You think?
Yeah.
Danielle, here's what it boils down to. Perspective is everything. And you having some maturity to go, okay, I've been there before. I know what to be aware of. And I'm going to expect it. And I'm going to deflect it. Ooh, that's really good, Joe. Every once in a while, I throw out something, Danielle, that I get excited about. Expect it and deflect it. That's what you need to do. Because then you go, you know what? This is how it is. And I'm going to focus on the parts of the job that I love. And you could probably go down a pretty quick list of all the things you love about being a prosecuting attorney. True or false?
True.
All right. Then focus on the results. Focus on the good days. Focus on all the work that you love to do. Now that you've got some maturity and experience, you know what to expect. You just had it validated. And I would work those relationships, those friends, to get you back in. And the narrative is, she missed it a lot. She wanted to try some other areas of the law, but her heart is about putting away the bad guys. And she's awesome. I think you should interview her. That's what you want them to do. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Folks, I like to stay in the know and support great companies doing great things. Have you heard of Burst? It's the sonic toothbrush everybody's talking about. Burst is loved by influencers and celebrities, not to mention hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. See for yourself what everyone is talking about. Burst is the smart choice, and it's affordable. Visit BurstOralCare.com and use code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's BurstOralCare.com. That's BurstOralCare.com. The Ken Coleman Show continues from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville as we talk about what you were created to do. I can tell you this much before I talk to you. You were created to contribute through your work. Work is not just a utilitarian function that we do to live. Rather, I think we live to work. And I don't mean like, you know, an assembly line, never go home. You're always on the treadmill. You're always in the hamster wheel, workaholicism. No. I'm saying that all of us long to show up and make a contribution to the world. And it is through our work, it is a creative expression, even if you do a job that you don't consider to be creative. Well, I would tell you that all work creates a result. Therefore, it is creative. You were called to create, called to contribute, created to do those things. 844-747-2577. Jump in on the conversation. We don't yell about politics here. We cheer for purpose. Joseph is up next in Lubbock, Texas. Joseph, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Joseph. What's up?
So I have a question about, basically I run a nonprofit wrestling club, and I was basically given the position about 8 months ago, and I'm learning as I go, and we're growing, and I'm at a position now to where basically there's not really money to run the club and kind of progress in getting things that the club needs, like equipment or traveling to tournaments and things like that. So I'm kind of at a position to where I'm looking to get like sponsors or donations. And I was listening to your listening to the show back from yesterday, and how you talked about how I believe it was the favor that you helped Elizabeth with. Mm-hmm. She was struggling with sponsorships. And so before I tried to do some research about where you worked or what you did, if it was your business or anything, couldn't find anything. And I tried to get a call as soon as I could.
Good. Okay.
So that's what I'm struggling with. Right
all
now.
Right. Great. So are you in charge of the club, or are you helping run it for somebody else?
It's kind of in a transition period, but I am the head coach. I am. It's me now.
And this is a community wrestling club. It's not affiliated with any school. It's just its own separate. Is it like all-star wrestlers who do additional wrestling outside of their scholastic teams?
Yes, sir. And okay. It's yes, sir. I take 11-year-olds all the way up, and all the local high schools kids come through us. The club's been around since like 2010, and
So you do lessons as well, wrestling coaching, like kids, parents can pay for their kid to come in and learn how to wrestle better, training, wrestling. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. And that's kind of that's the position that I'm in. Some kids, so the coach before me, he was financially well off that it was free. It's always been free. He actually paid for a spot for us at the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, I see.
And so I now see. We moved locations. I took over. And I'm in a really better position. I run it out of a trampoline park, and thousands of people come into that trampoline park a week. So what I've thought of is like trying to, well, the park already has signs up on the walls of businesses. But I don't know. I it was bad timing on my part. I reached out to these businesses before Corona, and you know how that went.
Yeah.
When you say nobody was going to give out money.
Yeah. No, I got some thoughts here. Let me ask a couple other quick things. When you say you're growing, does that mean like you're getting a lot more kids participating?
Yes, sir.
And it's, and the idea of going from free to some type of paid model. Have you looked into some of that to where it's like, okay, there's a lot of us at free, but we're going to try to raise some money with some premium offerings?
So what we did was when we transitioned over, I started to charge kids that were already there. But if they were kids that had been with the club for a long time and they were committed, they're only paying basically half the price. So it's really cheap though. That's the thing. It's only $40 a month. We practice three times a week for an hour and a half for our OG kids.
Yeah. And is this your full-time job?
No, sir.
Okay, good.
So I'm a manager at the trampoline park.
Oh, I see.
But I feel like this wrestling is my sweet spot to me.
No, I get you. All right, so here's what you got to do. All right, now this isn't going to just happen overnight, but I want to give you some practical things that you need to look into and consider, okay?
Okay.
So the main thing you need more money for is equipment and travel expenses for tournaments. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but conceivably, if you got these kids in tournaments, their parents could get them there. So you don't need that much, do you? Or are you really, is it just something you desire to do to slap everybody in a bus and pay for the gas? You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, because I'm having to change my perspective a lot because the guy before me, we were a hole in the wall. It was nothing but 5 to 10 of the toughest guys, whatever you want to say, here in Lubbock. And we show up no matter what. We were committed, and we'd only compete twice a year. He'd load us up in his car. He'd pay for everything. We just had to buy one meal, and the other meals he bought us.
Right.
My ultimate dream is like, yeah, I want to do that, but I'm not in the position to be able to do that right now.
Yeah, but what I'm telling you is I don't think that's what you should be doing. I think that's romantic. I think it's great that the guy could do that, but it's not realistic for you, and it doesn't need to be. Because if this thing is growing, it's growing because more kids want to be wrestling and more parents want to put them in this program. That's good for you. But at some point, you got to look at these parents and go, hey, can we have a parent meeting? And they show up and you go, hey, I just want to cast some vision. Here's the deal. Here's the history of this. I used to be a wrestler in this club. Now I'm running the club. The guy before me, he funded everything. Well, he's much more wealthy than I am, and I can't do that. And here's my vision for this, and here's where I'd like it to go. But I want you all to inform the vision because at the end of the day, these are your kids. This is your kids' time. It's your time. And I think we have a shared love of wrestling and what it can do for these young men. And so here's where we are. I would love to enter these kids in this many tournaments. If you're interested, I got a little survey. Fill it out. Say you are. But you would have to cover the expenses because we as a club right now cannot. We'd like to get some more equipment. And I've got a wish list of the equipment. And you could see that it all totals, I'm making this up,
$5,000. No, this is exactly.
No, I know. I'm giving it to you, baby. I'm giving you the goods. This is gold I'm dropping on you right here. This is vision casting. All right. And I'm going to give you a formula at the end of this, but I wanted to brainstorm and get you caught up on this. So you're saying, okay, here's our equipment list. This is our wish list. And what I've got here is I got a one sheet with all the equipment and a description of it and why we would use it and how it would benefit the club. And beside each piece of equipment, it's got the price. And you can see we're going from cheapest to most expensive items on the list. And so if you as a parent would like to donate and buy the equipment for the club, boy, we sure would be grateful for that. If your business would like to contribute to these purchases, boy, we'd be grateful for that. And we could talk about sponsorships. Or if the kids would like to come together and do a fundraiser, we could do that. Basically, what I'm saying is this is a part-time passion for me, but it's a full-time desire to get this thing going. And here's what we need to do to take the club to the next level. And you just bring them into the conversation. Because what they really care about is, does my kid enjoy wrestling? Does my kid get better in wrestling? Does my kid learn life lessons in this environment? And is this a safe and positive environment for my kids? If it is, I want to support it. But just going after the straight sponsorship model, you can do that. But you got to say, what are they sponsoring? Because a traditional sponsorship is, I pay you money and then I get exposure in front of eyeballs. Well, what's your exposure right now for this wrestling club? And it's kind of limited. What I'd rather see you pursue is not a traditional sponsorship model, but really a partnership model where some of these parents, companies, or their businesses, or other business people in the community that love wrestling, they come in, and it's not about eyeballs. It's just about investing in young people and go that way, okay? But hang on the line. Amanda, let's give him, tell him to go get the book Visioneering by Andy Stanley. That's how he needs to pitch the vision. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Coming to you from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, this is the Ken Coleman Show, where we talk about what you were created to do. Yes, there is something specific. I know this because I know you were born with talent. I know this because I know you were born with passion, things that excite you, work specifically, a task, a role. And I know this because You long to make a difference in this world. Everybody on the planet longs to make a contribution that makes the world a better place. This is one fact that we can all unite around. Like, this isn't political in nature. It's not, you know, geographical in nature. This is the human condition. And so I can tell you that everybody lies awake at some point in their life and says, why am I here? And they want to know. Not because it's just the fun question to play with, but because the answer is something they long to manifest in their life. And so that's what we talk about. How exciting is that? That's right. A nationally syndicated talk show dedicated 100% to you identifying and fulfilling your calling. 844-747-2577. You're one phone call away. 844-747-2577. Melissa's up next in Richmond, Virginia. Melissa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate what you do there.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm happy to talk to you. What's up?
Well, I work in a field, transit field. I'm in IT. I've been feeling lately, for a while now, burnt out at my job, and I'm not sure if I want to continue in the field. I don't feel I have mojo anymore to even do the job or, you know, even advance, because I actually am not getting or doing what I would like to do here.
Which is what? What would you like to do if we fixed it today? If I went, oh, well, Melissa, hold on the line. Give me your boss's number right now. And I called the boss and said, hey, boss, I got Melissa on the other line. She's not doing what she wants to do there. Can you fix this for me? What would that be?
What I'm doing right now, I feel like I have done that for years. I want to advance. I want to be able to do things that I am. But at the same time, you have to have mentors there that is willing to include you and want to you're valued.
I agree with you. But that's not what I asked you. What I asked you was, because you're bored, Melissa. Can I just lay it on you? You're not burned out. You're bored. You're so bored and you're undervalued. You feel underappreciated because no one's noticing that you could do more. Do I have that about right?
Yeah, a little. It's just the thing is, you know,
No, you're trying to reason your way out of me. I've painted you in a corner and you know I'm right. You are bored. You haven't been challenged in a while. And you also feel underappreciated. Is that true or false? I don't mind if I'm wrong, but I don't want you to hem and haw. I want you to tell me the truth. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yes, you're right. But I just wanted to say that, and certain people have valued me and do see my potential.
Okay, great.
But I have, and then it has been others that I'm supposed to be working with and mentor me.
Okay, all right.
That.
So here's the deal. You never answered my question, and I went off ways.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No. I took you there. I'm in charge. I'm still in charge of the show. What is the work that you want to do at this place right now? What is the work you want to do? We had the silly analogy.
They don't have that to advance. Like, I want to eventually get into, they have service support and maintenance, and eventually in cybersecurity.
Okay, so you're saying that your current company doesn't have work in those positions, doing that work?
Not in the cybersecurity now.
But they do in the other
support,
one.
Yes.
Okay, But see, here you keep coming back to this, and I'm not trying to discount what you're saying, but you keep coming back to this crutch or this hurdle, and the hurdle is you don't have somebody there to mentor you. And I don't understand what's missing. Is it because you haven't asked them, or you've asked them and they're not interested in investing in you? And then who is that? Because we've got, on one hand, people that are supportive of you there and see your value, and then people on the other hand that don't. So I don't care about who does what. I just want to know, in order to do that other form of work, and I don't know how you said it, but it wasn't the cybersecurity piece. Who is making that decision? And then are they the people who've already passed you over and they're just not showing any interest in mentoring you? Is that the case?
Right, the latter. Right, correct.
And so you know what that means?
I don't think it's in them to mentor.
Okay, it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to move on. If you feel like you've hit a lid and the people who are the direct they're the people who have the ability to move you up. And if they aren't, they don't have it in them, and they don't see it, and you've asked them and you've exhausted every avenue to communicate to them what you want to do and why. And if they're not taking the clues, then it's time for you to start looking, because cybersecurity is a fantastic, fantastic field.
Right. But now I'm just getting to where I don't have the mojo. I feel like I may not have the passion to even get into that field.
Is that true?
Or you just feel I'm dealing with at my current job.
Yeah, but see, I think that's just you're mistaking your feelings about your environment for the work. If you weren't feeling passed over, if you weren't feeling bored and feeling underappreciated, and you got an opportunity today to step into a great, healthy culture doing cybersecurity, what's your heart tell you?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Okay, but I'm going to give you... Okay, then great. I can't get it out of you today, but I'm going to give you the homework assignment that will. Here's how you determine whether or not you're just beat down, because I think you're beat down. So here's what you've got to do. You've got to talk to some people who are working in cybersecurity. Do you know some people, or do you know some people who know some people who you could get on the phone with and have some...
Less than a handful.
Doesn't matter. Can you or can you not get somebody who will connect you to somebody who's working in cybersecurity? The answer is yes, you can.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Mm-hmm. So get on the phone with them. Get a Zoom call. Do coffee. Whatever's acceptable. But I'm telling you, you just have to do a good old-fashioned investigative conversation like you're doing a term paper on somebody and ask them everything about the work, the qualification process, pay scale. You know, upward mobility.
Oh yeah, I've done all of that.
Okay, so here's my point.
In the past.
Okay, so when your brain tells you everything there is to know about cybersecurity, and you allow yourself to say, "I know what's involved in cybersecurity," does your heart get excited? Yes or no?
Right. Okay.
No. It was.
Yeah, there's a cert I got to study for.
I didn't ask you that. I'm saying if I could fast forward you right now, and I could get you certified and guarantee you that you couldn't fail, knowing what you know about cybersecurity, does that make your heart get excited? If you knew you were in a great culture and you were doing cybersecurity, what does your heart tell you?
Okay. It does get excited, but then I'm just not sure if that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Because
No,
you're missing the point. When your heart gets excited, that's the indicator. If you did all of that research, and I ask you that question and your heart goes, then I would tell you it's not in your sweet spot. You've been listening to me for a while, Melissa. I tell you to use what you do best, to do work you love. And you said that you get excited when you think about doing cybersecurity. Stop overthinking it. Tell your brain to shut up and listen to your heart. Because if your heart's going, that's telling you something. That means you're excited about doing that work. And stop thinking about it. Stop going, well, what if I'm no good? What if I fail? Well, that's all a bunch of garbage.
I'm trying to determine if it is excitement or is it just excitement for me possibly leaving what I'm currently doing and where I'm at. You know, I'm trying to decipher
both.
If it's that.
It's both. Of course you want to leave a place where you want to bang your head against the wall. But when you examine the work, it got you excited. Stop thinking. Start living. The Ken Coleman Show continues from Ramsey Solution Studios in Nashville as we talk about what you were created to do. Work that matters deeply to you because you see the results it creates to make the world and others' lives better. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Ken, I don't know what I want to do with my life. You're welcome. You are welcome here. Ken, I know what I want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. You're welcome here. Ken, I know what I want to do. I just don't know how to get there. Well, that's fine too. I know how to get there. Oh gosh, I just feel, I don't know what I feel. I'm stuck. Well, you're welcome here too. Come one, come all. I've heard it before. We can help you. Let's go to Indiana where Alice is joining us. Alice, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
I've got several deep-seated passions that have to do with what I feel my calling could be, but I think I've kind of narrowed it down to what the most practical one to do while I'm raising my child would be, because some of the other things would require a lot of, you know, long hours alone concentrated on stuff, and I thought we could do together, and that would be a children's book author.
Great. So how can I help?
Well, I kind of, I feel like I just have a limited mindset. Like, I think that I'm, you know, not good enough, or, oh, that's for everyone else and not me. And I just feel really limited by my own mindset at times. And I kind of also don't know where to start, which is part of it.
Okay, I'm going to help you. You ready for this? Let's just walk through this. Are you good at writing?
I would like to think so, yeah.
It's not good enough of an answer. Let's tell the truth. Have you always been good at writing? If I went and interviewed all your teachers from high school or college, professors or friends that know you, do people say you're gifted with words? You're a good writer. Is that said about you?
In school, yeah, they did like my writing. I think the whole words thing, I think words are my love language. That's how I tend to.
Right. So the point is, you are a good writer. When you were in high school, people that mattered, who knew, objectively said, you're a good writer. So you know you're good with words. Okay, great.
And I want to illustrate them too.
Great, fine. So you need to know where to get started. Have you ever written any children's stories at all that you've never shown the world? Maybe it's sitting on your computer, or maybe it's on a legal pad?
No, I have. We've made a lot of characters and developed a lot of little characters that are just out of our imagination. And did things like, the one thing that kind of hit home was I made a birthday card for my friend's daughter, and I made it like a little story, and she was in it, and she was a mermaid, and blah, blah, blah. And I just remember her daughter loved that card.
Of course she did. So you know what you got to do? You got to write the next story before this week is out. That's my challenge. I'm serious. I'm serious. No, listen. It's not even that difficult, because we're not going to publish it yet. We're just going to write it.
Okay.
And so you go back, maybe you expand on those characters. You said you developed a couple characters, which is the illustrated part. So put a personality on the character. In fact, we're going to do it right now. We only got about a minute and a half, so we got to fly. You ready? Tell me one of the characters. Describe one of the little characters you've already illustrated.
We have a bunny and a hamster.
Great. Let's talk about the bunny. What's the bunny's name? Does the bunny have a name yet?
Bizzle.
Who?
Bizzle.
Bizzle. I love Bizzle. Tell me about Bizzle's personality. What kind of bunny is Bizzle?
Well, she's a brat.
Okay, great. And what kind of a thing would Bizzle do that would get her into trouble? Because she's a brat.
Probably spy on her friends, or I don't know, like.
Yeah. And how would that make her friends feel?
I don't know. She's based on me. So
No. Wait. You're cheating. Answer the question. How would it make her friends feel when they found out that she spied on them and told on them or whatever?
Creeped out or.
Yeah.
And
she would learn some lessons as a result of that, true or false?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you write that? I'm not even kidding. You have got to get out of your head, and you got to start putting words and stories and characters together and illustrate them, and then let some of your friends' kids read them, or have the parents just read them and see how the kids respond. You don't have to publish yet. You don't have to be a best-selling author yet. You just got to show your work. Go buy this book by Austin Kleon called Show Your Work. You'll read it in 10 minutes and then start writing stories today. This is The Ken Coleman Show. helping you get unstuck and then getting on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2577. This is a different kind of conversation here. We're talking about getting clear and getting qualified, getting connected, getting started, getting promoted, getting the dream job so you can work like no one else, work with meaning, and give yourself away. Amarillo, Texas is where we're going to go next. Julian is joining us there. Julian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, man. What's going on?
So I'm 25 years old, and my passion is music. I love playing music. I love singing. I play in my church. I always wanted to make it a career, but, you know, it just seems a little bit unstable. I actually have two kids, and so I don't really know if that would be a good choice for me.
Well, you can't look at it like, oh, music is just, it can be really unstable, which is true, but so can everything else. And I think you've got to get to a point where you have to ask yourself, where no one else is around, and I think you've done this, and it's just you and your heart and your head, and you ask yourself, if I knew that I could provide for my family, would I even question going into music? So what's the answer?
Absolutely not. I would definitely do it. It's okay, not even close.
All right, so that's where we start. That's a big shift. Now, Julian, you're talking to a guy who is in his early, almost mid-30s, when I really went all in to move into broadcasting. I didn't have a degree in broadcasting, didn't have any experience in broadcasting, and I had three kids. But I knew that if I could make it, that broadcasting was absolutely, unequivocally, my dream job. And so I had to figure out, how am I going to take care of my family while I pursue it? See, it gets real simple when you break it down that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's my main focus.
Okay. So what are you doing now?
Providing father.
And you are, aren't you? Aren't you providing for your family right now?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes,
what's your day job? What is that day job right now?
Well, it's funny. I'm actually at work right now from home.
Okay.
I'm like a call service representative.
Great. Call service rep. That's just a day job. And that's helping take care of the bills. What do you make? What's your salary, roughly?
I just make $11 an hour.
$11 an hour. All right. And if I told you today that you could get a job in Amarillo, Texas, making $15 to $20 an hour, and it was still a day job, but you could get that kind of a raise, what would you say to me?
I would say yes, of course.
Well, Julian, do you think there are jobs in Amarillo, Texas that you can actually do, whether it be delivering pizzas or driving a delivery truck or who knows? You've got lots of things you can do. Do you think there are $15 to $20 hour jobs in Amarillo, Texas that are available that you can get, yes or no?
I'm sure there is.
Come on, Julian, what are we doing, man? That's our first step. That's the first step to you becoming a full-time musician. Now I know you're wondering why, so go ahead and ask me. Ask me.
Why?
Why is that? Because you need to prove to yourself that you can actually make more money and that you can provide comfortably for your family while you pursue the dream of being a full-time musician. You need some momentum and some confidence as a provider that will spur you on. Do you see how that makes sense?
Yes, yes. I mean, I want to do something that I make more money. The only thing is, this job that I have, it was the first. I used to be working nights, making more, but I wanted to be more close contact with my kids. I made that decision.
Well, you can.
So this.
But wait. I'm not giving you a choice between you and your kids. See, you're already starting to talk yourself into why you stay where you are doing what you're doing. No, here's what you need to do. You need to go find yourself a job that makes more money and start taking that additional income. And if you got debt, pay debt off. walk the Dave Ramsey baby steps out, Ramsey Solutions, and you get financially stronger and you get yourself a job where you go, well, I'm making more per hour, so I'm proving to myself that I can take care of my family, number one, because you should be making more than 11 bucks an hour. I'm just telling you. And so you need to go do that. All right, so go do that. And so then you go, okay, what are the qualifications for this job? Well, number one, I want to make 15 to 20 bucks an hour so I can save more money and give myself more breathing room and maybe even afford an instrument here or there or afford a trip that I can go play a gig somewhere that I couldn't play before. Whatever it is.
Yeah, I've played gigs before, and I was trying to get into it last year. I was breaking out finally, but then COVID happened and a lot of venues like restaurants.
I get it, but here's the deal. You know, that is a artificial suppression that's going to go away. You're going to get back to playing gigs again. Start playing gigs. Here's my point. A better paying job that still gives you the freedom to go do gigs at nights and weekends. Your kids are going to be fine. You need to explain to your kids, Daddy is working a job to take care of us, and Daddy's pursuing his dream. And this is what Daddy has to do. I explained that to my kids when I had to go out and do high school football games on Friday nights. Now they hear the stories. Okay? So I just want you to have the mindset that you can get there. But what is it going to take for you to become a professional musician? I'm going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to stay in the game long enough to build it to where you can do it full time, or at least, you know, 75% of the time. Do you want to be a singer-songwriter? Do you want to be a writer? Do you want to be a producer? What is it? What's the dream?
I want to make my own music, and I want to sell my own music, and I want to do live shows too.
Okay, so you can do all of those things. Now, do I know if you're good enough to do that on a massive level? No, I don't. I don't have any proof of that. But as honest as you can be, and if I went and interviewed everybody that knows you, would they say, Julian's above average musician? He's actually really good. What would they say?
Yes, they would absolutely say yes.
Okay, then.
Sure.
So guess what? You can write your own songs. You can sell those songs. You can put a YouTube channel out there. You can put your music anywhere. And if it's really, really good, people will eventually find it. And if you're really good in doing live shows, people will want to see more of you. And you can make a decent living. You can definitely make, as a musician, 11 bucks an hour. That's what you're making now.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Sure. Yeah, so I'm glad you got that and laughed, because I want you to see that this is not an unscalable mountain. This is not some pipe dream. I want you to get after it. But you need some momentum, and making more money will help you. So you can do this two ways. You can stay in the call center job, but you better start gigging. You better start going, okay, can I make an extra 500 bucks a month doing this, this, and this? Playing over here at this restaurant two nights a week. Well, I won't see my kids those two nights. Big stinking deal. They don't care. It's two nights. Start making more money, and ideally start making some money doing music. And don't quit. Don't ever quit. Because if you don't put all the pressure on yourself, Julian, to provide for your family, those sweet kiddos, if you don't put it all on the music, then you'll actually stay in it long enough to actually get somewhere with it. But it is the mistake that a lot of people make. They go, I got to put all of my eggs in one basket. No, keep working the day job, two day jobs, whatever you got to do. But do whatever it takes to keep playing, keep writing, keep selling music. You got it?
Yeah, you're right. And my rent is like incredibly low.
It's
a blessing that my mom gave me. So.
I know. Dude, there's nothing holding you back but you. And I've been preaching at you. I've been pretty fired up, because you need me and you need to believe me. And I'm telling you, you are not delusional. You are supposed to do music. Now go do it and stop making excuses. There you go, Joe. Who's next? Oh, that music means I got to go. Well, before I do, I want everybody to know that you matter and you have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.